Welcome to Cafe Grit. My name is Beth Ann Campbell, and I'm the author of Where the Hell Is My Bacon? A book about shitty corporate leadership and fried pork. I've worked in the corporate world now for over 20 years and have seen just about everything. I opened Cafe Grit as a place where you can join me in figuring out how to make your career life better. Whether it's finding your voice at your current job, pursuing something entirely different, or working for yourself. This is a place to go when you've got the hankering for purpose, a taste for fulfillment, and you're tired of living the rat race. Thanks for stopping in. Cafe Grit is now open for service. Hey everybody, welcome to Cafe Grit. I am your host, Beth Ann Campbell. This is Season 1, Episode 12, Noise in the Workplace. Be very, very quiet. Yep, today I'm going to talk about noise in the workplace, and it's kind of an odd topic, and I'm actually going a little rogue today because, first of all, it's a Monday, and nobody but a crazy person would do a podcast on a Monday. Because, you know, you're coming off the weekend, you're trying to catch up with stuff, but you know what, here I am. It's been hitting me today, and I feel the need to be here. I also am, I don't have a detailed outline, so normally I come into these podcasts with a pretty good idea of what I'm going to talk about. I have a not very good idea what I'm going to talk about, other than it's going to be talking about noise in the workplace. Because, as if you cannot tell, it's kind of hitting me today. So, as my dear friend Corey Joe says, I shall be riffing it today, going a little haphazard, as they say. So, a lot of people now working from home, and you're dealing with things like kids and TV. Now, I've mentioned in previous podcasts how super quiet my husband is, but when he was off for a bit during COVID, it was really hard for me to concentrate. It took a while, it took a few days, maybe a few weeks, months, to get used to him just even being around, just to, you know, hearing him talk and you know, having lights on or just, you know, breathing. You know, I'm kidding, not breathing. But anyway, so you have to understand where I'm coming from. I'm probably one of those people who's a little bit more sensitive to noise when I'm working. I don't do music when I'm working, unless I'm doing something completely brainless or I'm having a super stressed out day. But normally I cannot deal with music in the workplace. Now, when you're in an office, you've got some control, right? So a lot of offices are running white noise to kind of drown out any of the murmur that you might hear. But when stuff happens, you notice it and everybody notices it and you have some control because you're not alone. You know that at least half of the people in there are thinking, oh my God, shut the hell up, people in the break room, that kind of thing. So if somebody, for example, is playing their radio, you know, most people have no problem going over and saying, hey, you know what, headphones, they were invented for a reason. And that reason is so that everybody else doesn't have to hear your shit music. Again, people in the break room who are too loud. This happened to me at my last job where I was in an aisle that was directly adjacent to our breakout room. And I had to go in there during lunch a few times and ask people to quiet down because they were just being pretty boisterous. And I was working through lunch. A lot of us in that aisle were. You know, if you have an asshat contractor talking at full volume, facing out into the aisle so everybody knows how big his ego is, you can tell him to shut the fuck up. So generally, when you're in an office, it's pretty quiet, right? I mean, yes, you hear people talking, you kind of get used to it, but it's nothing egregious. And yet, once in a while, I would hear lawn stuff, but I was on the fourth floor, so it really wasn't that bad. So generally, there was some control. But at home, there's a lot less control. Now, I can control what's in my house, but I can't control what's in my neighborhood. And I happen to live in a subdivision. And I don't know what the hell it is since COVID, but all my neighbors seem to be doing this like 5-year, 10-year plan of yard work and tree cutting and surfacing their driveway. So there are trucks and motors running almost all the time. And then there's dog barking, right? And it's not too bad, but occasionally, you know, somebody who's very, very fairly close by will have a dog just barking. Usually it's just somebody walking, but then sometimes people who walk stop and then the dog just barks and barks and barks. I mean, so what are you going to do? I mean, I'm not going to be a dick, right? I used to have a dog and sometimes my dog would bark too. Well, today one of my neighbors was doing yard work and then down the road they were doing trees. So the whole fucking day, all I've been hearing is this loud buzzing chainsaws chipper all fucking day long. And I have no control over it. And yes, I know what you're thinking. Beth, this isn't really about noise. It's about you being a control freak. I know that. This is true. But it doesn't matter. I'm still going to talk about it. I am a control freak. I acknowledge. So, you know, I have a little bit of control over things like my next door neighbor, Ed. He's a really nice guy. He's really a sweet guy. And his wife's really nice too. But you know, like they have this crew that comes over once a week. And then in the spring when they were doing cleanup, they were here for 3 days in a row. Now, I can't do anything about the motors. I can't do anything about the blower, the mower, all the shit that they're using. But when they start playing their music loud, oh, fuck yeah, I will go over there. But, you know, you can't like say, oh, I'm sorry, Ed, don't blow your leaves. Don't mow your lawn. Don't cut down trees. Another neighbor's renovating their house. So for weeks and weeks and weeks, it was just buzzsaw, buzzsaw, buzzsaw every day. I'm not going to go over, I mean, I can't say, hey, by the way, can you, I'm a control freak, anal retentive office worker from home. Can you not renovate your kitchen? No, you can't do that. That's the thing, is you don't have the control. So as I'm thinking about this today, the whole idea of noise is very, very fascinating to me. It's very interesting. And that's not only because I'm buying a house. So I'm in the process, my husband and I are looking for a house. So I'm thinking about things like, will I have an office that's in a quiet area? What if I'm in a residential area? I'm going to be dealing with the same shit I'm dealing now with people doing their yard work all summer long. Or do I put myself in the middle of BFE with no internet, you know, shitty internet? I'm 30 minutes from a gas station, but it's beautiful and quiet. And then I wonder, am I making myself more sensitive to noise with isolation? So I had a friend, I have a lot of friends, but this friend in particular always struck me because she lived in a high-rise apartment, an older apartment in West New York, New Jersey. Yes, it's actually a town called West New York, New Jersey. It's right across from New York City. And I lived in New Jersey. And so I would sometimes come and spend the night with her. She had a spare bedroom with her parents. And there would be traffic all night long. And she never had a problem with it. Like she would leave her window open and you would hear, you know, the honking and the sirens. I grew up in the country, conversely. So she grew up in this area. I grew up in the country where I would be jolted out of sleep in the morning with the morning doves. You know, the ones that go, they would like tear me out of a deep sleep. Because when you live in the country, you don't hear noise because your nearest neighbor is, you know, half a mile away. So I find noise interesting. And the ironic thing is, I don't hate loud, natural noise generally. So what struck me today is after this whole day of buzzsaws and chippers and mowers and blowers, then tonight it was super windy and it was really loud rustling through the trees, but I loved it. I found it refreshing. So I don't know. It's just a weird dichotomy that, you know, gets me thinking about things about like sound, because human made sound can be beautiful too. And then why do I blast Pearl Jam in my car and it's fine, but when other people blast music in their car, they're idiots and they're tools, or I just hate their music. There's no rhyme or reason to it. And there's really no lesson or profound learning here. This is just observation. And also, you know, now that I've got this off my chest, I'm feeling grateful that my neighbor's done with his yard work. Hopefully it won't come back tomorrow. All right. Now, through the magic of podcasting, I'm actually coming to you the next day. Yes, I recorded this previous section having a little rant. Thank you for indulging me. But it was such a rant that I had to put it out on social media, and I got some great feedback from my social media family. As per usual, they're awesome. So I did put a post out on LinkedIn and Facebook lamenting my noise situation, got tons of responses. Apparently, I am not the only anal retentive person about keeping quiet and noise. So here are some of the great comments from my social media family. From Kimberly, she says, total pet peeve of mine, especially in an office. Depending on the day, the dog snoring is the loudest noise in the house. I do love my Echo if I need a little white noise. But work is a whole other nightmare. Open office plans meant that more sensitive people can hear everything. I live with earbuds to tune out the din. While you may not find a pen clicking annoying, it may be like nails on a blackboard to another coworker. Add the people who like fragrant food or flashing lights to announce texts. I'd rather be boiled in oil than suffer through another open office. Amen, Kimberly. Same here. Oh, pen clicking? Oh yeah, I've contemplated murder over pen clicking. And the thing is that people don't realize that they're doing it a lot of times. So, you know, what do you do? It's like people mowing their lawns. Like, what am I going to say? Like, oh, you know, don't be, you know, they're not being dicks. They just don't realize what they're doing. Well, oh, if they are, then absolutely just grab the pen and stab. No, just kidding. I don't know. We're not saying that. So, food. So fragrant food, this is more of a smell thing, but fragrant food doesn't really bother me. But what does bother me are the people that marinate in their cologne or their perfume, the scent violators. Because even if it's a good scent, and it's never a good scent, it's cloying. So remember, folks, spritz and then walk into it. You don't have to spray directly on yourself. That never works. And if you stop being able to smell it, that's a good thing. It's still there. Trust me. It's still there. All right, this next comment is from Melissa. She says, during the summer, it seemed all of my neighbors would all mow their lawns on the same day, but not at the same time. There were days when someone was mowing their lawn one after the other. I really wanted to get them all together and ask them to coordinate their mowing time so they all got it done at the same time. Yeah, see, in my neighborhood, they mow on consecutive days. So just when you think it's all over, then it starts all over again. And if you're lucky enough that there's a gap, like maybe you're thinking, okay, I'm good for a few days. No, then it gets filled by the seasonal maintenance. So there's always somebody blowing their leaves or trimming trees. Or of course, somebody is building a new deck like about every week. All right, this next comment comes from Catherine. Catherine says, I can tune out construction noise completely. Same goes for most normal volume conversation, but I can't tune out movement in my peripheral vision. What I've always detested about working in an office is, number one, open office layouts and cube configurations where I can see other people moving around, being seated in the aisle of the main route to a break room where there's constant movement, or three, you'll love this one, folks, the person who speaks on the phone at a volume that makes me think he doesn't actually need a phone to talk to someone 600 miles away. I say he because in my entire career, this person has never been a woman. Oh, yes, correct. I've known a handful of these folks, these boisterous salesman-like egos. In fact, we talked about one in season one, episode 5, Egos and Asshats, a person that I worked with that I call Jorge. Exactly what she described. He would sit in the aisle, face out, and talk loudly like a fucking used car salesman. You know why people do that? It's insecurity, because it's never a benign conversation. It's always bragging or trash talk. Every person I've heard do this is either complaining about the company or they're talking to somebody higher up and they want everybody to hear it. Or there's people around and they want people to know that they are in a position of power. So make no mistake, that is insecurity. Leslie says, I have to say that the spoken word is always a distraction, Beth, and ear-piercing alarms or bells. We just had major road grading and paving work done, so had excavators and steamrollers and huge trucks heaving themselves up and down the hill, backing up, dumping things, and generally making a lot of noise. Nightmare. So alarms and bells don't really bother me if they're infrequent. It's the constant stuff that I cannot tolerate. So like just today, I kid you not, I'm hearing this in kind of in the back of my hearing, this trill chirp, like chirp, chirp. And it would go on for like 10 seconds and then it would stop, which is the worst. Those are the worst ones because they trick you. You think that they're going to be done, but then you hear like a thumping bass and then it stops. You're like, okay, it was just a car. But then you hear it again. It's like, oh, fuck, it's somebody's house. So I don't know what it was. It was somebody's house alarm going off. It was windy. It did this for about 10 minutes and it finally stopped. By the way, when I was a kid, I did not know how to roll my tongue or trill my tongue. I could not do it. I was like, but I practiced. I was in high school, probably a junior in high school. And I was so embarrassed by it. I don't know why. No, it's not like everybody was asking me on a daily basis, hey, Beth, can you roll your tongue? But I wanted to do it. So I practice and practice. So I'm not great at it, but I can, which I, you know, so there you go. You can learn to do just about anything. It has nothing to do with this podcast or corporate world, but why not? All right. This next comment is from Stacy. Stacy says, I live opposite a park and nearest to me is a basketball court and an all-weather football soccer pitch. The thud, thud, thud of the ball being dribbled or the sound of the ball hitting the metal fence, the ref's whistle blowing, general shots of the game, etc. doesn't bother me. It's quite comforting. But occasionally someone will put on music on their phone speaker while they're shooting some hoops and just loud enough for me to hear from across the road. It irritates the hell out of me. It's only a problem in warmer weather when the windows are open. I don't understand why some types of noise are fine and others not. Back in my office days, I used to plug into my iPod to drown out the sound of people talking so I could concentrate. Wasn't noisy all the time, just depended on how many people were there at the same time. It was worse when the modesty boards between the desks were removed, so it was easier for people to talk across desks. It meant you could hear even more conversations going on around you. Those modesty boards, that reminds me of like if you ever went to a Big Boy or a some of the restaurants, I don't know if they do this anymore, but they had that thing in the center where, you know, you would divide two different rows of booth tables. But if you had a big party, you would just plop the thing in the middle down. That's what it reminds me of. So basketball, that's a big no. It drives me batshit crazy. In fact, just last weekend, I'm house hunting with my husband and we were doing a drive-by for a house, and I immediately gave it a strike one because right across the street, this was in a cul-de-sac, and the house was at the end of the cul-de-sac where it kind of goes into a big circle. And across the circle, there was a basketball hoop out into the street, you know, facing out into the street. So I knew what was going to happen. There's going to be some little 11-year-old kid who's going to be out there all fucking day, especially now with COVID, and he's going to be boom, 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 and it's going to drive me crazy. So no. And loud music? No, that's a social contract thing. Earphones, people, you know. And let's go to open concept, because if we haven't said it enough, open concepts are fucked up. I don't care how long you work in one. I cannot imagine that it doesn't still get annoying. Somebody who works in an open concept and who has for many years, please let me know. I want to at least know that there are people in the world that can tolerate this, because they were so popular for a long time, and it just boggles my mind. All right. Caroline says, ticking clocks drive me totally insane. Can't say they've ever been a problem when working, though, as other general daytime noises mean you can't hear them. But ticking clocks in the night when everything's still and I'm trying to sleep? Arr! So normally ticking clocks don't bother me unless I'm in a super boring meeting. And I can hear one. Like my last job, some of the conference rooms had the old school clocks, and you could hear the tick, tick, tick. And that would drive me nuts if it was really boring, because it's just a reminder of how slow time is progressing. At night, sounds don't bother me a ton. I wear earplugs a lot. But what bothers me is lights, like if my husband would come in, and my husband usually goes to bed after me, so he would come in and plug in his phone charger. And the phone charger, let's say, had like a little blue light. It doesn't bother me for the 3 hours that I'm sleeping that I don't notice. But then I'll get up to use the bathroom or something, and then I'll notice the little blue light on the charger, and then it bothers me. And then I can't get back to sleep because I'm just thinking that little light's there. And as he has pointed out, rightly so, it can't possibly really bother me because I slept for 3 hours and the thing was shining, but it doesn't matter. It still does if I know it's on. So I'll have to throw a sock or a washcloth or something over the little charger light. And I know it doesn't make any sense at all. Not much of this does. All right, Jody says, my neighbor's basset hound, harf, 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 harf. It's actually what it probably sounds like is, harf, 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 harf. For real. So the occasional dog barking doesn't really bother me, probably because I had dogs for 13 years. But if your dog goes on for more than like a minute, get your ass outside and pull that fucker in. Nobody wants to hear that. That is a violation of the social contract. I don't understand how people who own the dogs can tolerate hearing that, because when my dogs would bark, it wasn't more than a few seconds and I'd pull them in. And it's not because of a social contract. I mean, that's part of it, but I just couldn't stand to hear the noise myself. Karen says, at a former workplace, my office was located. Oh, this is possibly my favorite one. At a former workplace, my office was located right behind the reception desk. The receptionist played Disney show tunes on his MP3 player all day long, loudly. Even with the office door closed, I heard the music. Now, I don't mind the occasional happy, sugar-sweet tune, but after hour upon hour of them, I developed a strong craving for AC/DC and Kiss. No, receptionist, absolutely not. This is number one violation. I would, if anything, I mean, you know, look, I don't hate Disney Mermaid, but nobody wants to hear the little fucking mermaid over and over again, which, by the way, I love that song, by the way. Up where they walk, up where they run. Yeah, I love that song. But I don't want to hear it over and over and over again. I don't want to hear it at all in a workplace. I'm passive aggressive, so I would probably walk in with like a big boombox, and I would probably blast AC/DC and Kiss over that fucking mermaid, and I guarantee you everybody in that office would be cheering for me. I don't get it. Earphones, people, earphones. And finally, from Amy, she says, I'm getting pretty sick of my email chime. Oh yeah. Yeah, Amy, I shut mine off. I shut off all my visual and audio notifications, which is not necessarily a good thing, because if something doesn't reach out of my computer and punch me in the face, sometimes I will forget. I'll be, you know, just in heads down in something, and I'll, you know, be late for a meeting. But I turned off my audio. If you're wearing headphones and you're dialed into your computer and that audio goes off, I don't think anybody can hear that but you, but it is shrill. and it's actually kind of scary when it hits you. You're like, oh my God, what the hell was that? But I turned off the visual notifications too, because I would be presenting like in a meeting, and then like the notification comes up and you can see the subject line and maybe you can see a couple lines of the actual email. And then sometimes it would be something confidential, like, you know, hey, you know, putting so-and-so on a PIP, or it's like, are we going to catch some Sam and Dean Winchester tonight? That would be like from my husband asking me if we're going to binge watch Supernatural. So I had to shut that stuff off, even though it is detrimental to my schedule, keeping a schedule. Grit Whisperers, thank you so much for indulging me on this noise topic. And thank you again to the social media tribe. You've once again provided some amazing perspectives on critical and important topics like damn noise in the workplace. So thank you so much. And thank you for indulging my rant, listeners. I'd love to hear more of your thoughts about noise or any other topics. So head over to LinkedIn, shoot me a DM or a comment. I'm Beth Ann Campbell, and with an E, or you can follow hashtag Cafe Grit. I'm also on Instagram at TheBean67. You know, I'm on Twitter too, but I don't really do much on Twitter. It gets some of my Instagram stuff, but I just find Twitter too vitriolic, which I know is shocking coming from me, because I do get a little intense sometimes, but I don't really do a whole lot on Twitter. I'm there though. I do have a Facebook group, Cafe Grit, and we do continue these conversations in a private setting. Thank you again, and may your working days, whether you're at home or in an external office, brick and mortar, may they be filled with exactly the right amount of silence for your sanity. We'll talk to you soon. Take it easy. Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by Cafe Grit, where the moxie is fresh, the passion cold brewed, and everything is served with a heaping side of mojo. If you like what's on the menu, please check out the Cafe Grit group on Facebook, where I'd love to hear your feedback and continue these conversations. You can also find me on LinkedIn as Beth Ann Campbell, that's Ann with an E, or by following hashtag Cafe Grit. And I will be forever beholden if you would give me a quick review on iTunes to make the Apple gods happy. In return, I will wish upon you copious amounts of bacon, your favorite hot beverage, and of course, pie. The music for this podcast is called Lounge Cafe, and it's by Dmitry Balyev. You can find more great tunes by Dmitry and others at audiojungle.net. Check it out. Thanks again for stopping by, and remember, you don't have to deal with the bullshit, and there is something better out there. Let's figure it out together. Take it easy.